thorough investigation be conducted by the BNI into the illegal logging of Rosewood in the Butsa South District and the perpetrators brought to justice accordingly. In addition, they should be made to plant and nurture trees to maturity in the affected areas as a compensatory measure. Two, the district police commander be instructed to arrest anyone felling Rosewood in the Butsa South District. Those apprehended should be prosecuted. The police should work in collaboration with the Assembly and the Forestry Commission to enforce the ban on Rosewood logging. Three, a forestry officer be assigned to the Butsa South District immediately. Currently, Butsa South has no forestry officer, and my investigations also suggest that neither does our sister district, the Butsa North. Four, a national task force be formed to investigate why the illegal harvesting of rosewood continues in the Savannah Zone. The task force should have representation from the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, the Parliamentary Subcommittee on Lands and Natural Resources, the BNI, and the Office of the President. The outcome of the work of such a task force should be considered in a possible policy change or modification in as far as Rosewood is concerned. Five, Mr. Speaker, that the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources furnishes this August House with a report on how many containers of rosewood have been impounded since the ban, their places of origin, how government intends to dispose the impounded rosewood, and whether or not the affected communities would share in the proceeds. This worrying issue will be tackled as a national issue. Protecting our environment is a duty of all of us.